श्री राधे जय श्री राधे 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 राधे
जय श्री राधे
जय श्री राधे. So the gopis would, personally, they would tell their parents, we will carry these milk products, there's a big mela going on over there, they've asked for yogurt to come, so we'll go. But really there was only one intention, which was to have some kind of an exchange with Krishna here. Now look at these, this tree has already passed away, but look at these trees. They're so old, and these are great personalities, as I mentioned before, who wish to stay here, right here. They don't want to go anywhere else. And they have the ability to perceive the actual mood and leela of this place. So this place, the gopis would come through here, carrying their pots of yogurt, big pots on their heads, and Krishna would climb up on this vilasga, this hill on the other side. He'd climb up to the top of the hill. When he got to the top of the hill, he'd watch the girls, and they're coming through with their pots on their heads, and he would take one stone. He would take his stone, and with expert gaze and skill, he would throw the stone, and the stone would break the pot on the girl's head, and you can imagine what happened next. And the yogurt came pouring down all over them. And they were so upset. And this was happening rather regularly. So one day, all the girls, in their indignation, because it was very uncomfortable, they went to Srimati Radharani and they said, Krishna, he takes his stone and throws it, and when it hits our pot, we become covered in yogurt. And Radharani said, go again tomorrow through Sankarikor, and I and all the other girls will hide behind the trees. You see these trees, they look a little barren now, but they were all flourishing with leaves. This tree, perhaps it was even there. And she said, you go through and we'll watch and we'll run out and capture him. So one of the girls walked through Sankarikor with a pot on her head. She knew what was going to happen. Boom, comes the rock. The yogurt comes down, and that was the cue. And from all of these plain-looking trees appeared a beautifully decorated, colored young girl, full of multicolors and jewelry and everything, and they ran down the hill. They came running down here, and they grabbed Krishna, and they took him. And they took him prisoner. And then what they did was, they were rather clever, they dressed him all up himself as a gopi. And they brought him here and they said, now you walk through here. And Lalita Devi, because I told you she's very bold, she had a much bigger rock than this. So she went up the hill and waited. And as Krishna began to walk through, and you'll find when you're going through, it's a little hard, it's a little angular, hard to go through, so he's going through, and Lalita Devi aimed her rock and she threw it, and all the yogurt came down all over Krishna. And all the gopis laughed and laughed and laughed, and then they said, okay, let's take him prisoner. And they took him prisoner, they brought him to Srimati Radharani, and dressed as a gopi, not dressed as a gopa, he had to bow down and pay his dandavat obeisances to Srimati Radharani and promise that we'd never do something like this again. And here, at this area here, I've probably built it in, it may even be further back, they have a festival every year around Radhastami time, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people come, and they all sing of this leela. I don't know, I've never been here for it. I don't know whether they have boys dressed up. Usually they'll have two little boys dressed up as Radha and Krishna on the shoulders of the men, and the men will carry those boys through all the town of Barshana, and every place they go, all the ladies of the house will put some ladus in the mouth of those two little boys dressed as Radha and Krishna, and perhaps they end up right here. So the boys would demand tax here from the gopis, and the gopis would argue and say, this is Prishabhanu Maharaja's kingdom. What right do you have to be asking tax from us? And they loved it. They loved these fights. And the boys would say, no, 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 you see, Maharaj Nanda is the king of all of Braj. And so even here, he reigns supreme. And And the girls would say, that's not true. Anyway, Radharani is queen here. And they'd say, no. We've come from Nandagram, and so you must actually pay us tax. And the girls and the boys would fight, and they'd battle in a playful way with each other. And it's said that there's a mark on the rock, which I probably will be able to find for you, where they say that's where the yogurt would fall when they would battle in this way for dan, taxes. You have to give something before you can come through here. And there's a place that we'll visit up on top of the hill, which is called the place where the dan was returned. That's the place where Radharani asked, now you have to give me something, because you've been taking so much from us, now it's our turn to take from you. So this is Varshana. It's all a very beautiful, playful, clean, simple, pure, divine, transcendental place. It's a very feminine place, because it's the place of Radharani. So you see that even the men here, those who are cultured, who live here, they're very, very gentle. You're in the temple, you might get harassed like anything by the pandas, who also live here. But generally, the people themselves have this kind of quiet dignity, because they know also this is Radharani's place. So when we get through to the other side, I'll tell you a little bit about Chikshauli. Good luck. I'll see you there. Hare Krishna.